You're listening to Song Exploder, where musicians take apart their songs and piece by piece tell the story of how they were made. I'm Hrishikesh Hirway. Song Exploder is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Just a heads up, there is some explicit language in this episode. The band American Football had a short lifespan originally. They formed in 1997 and broke up in 2000. In that time, they released an EP and an LP to a small but passionate fan base. But over the years since, more and more people found their music. 14 years after they broke up, they reissued their LP and booked some shows. The LP ended up being a surprise hit, landing on the Billboard charts, and their tour dates sold out. I asked if they'd do a song from the LP for Song Exploder, but here's guitarist Steve Holmes.
This is how unexpected that anyone would give a shit 15 years later. We don't have the master tapes. They don't exist. After we recorded the actual album, we left them at the studio. Can't find them. Don't exist. Probably lost or thrown out. So I happened to keep the single.
So in this episode, the very first song recorded by American Football from their debut EP. It's called The One with the Tambourine.
I'm Mike Kinsella, and I play the guitar and sing in the band American Football.
And I'm Steve Holmes, and I also play guitar, but I do not sing. Mike and I were 20 to 22 when this was a band. It was sophomore through senior year of college, basically. So Mike was in a band with Steve Lemos before this band, and that broke up. As soon as our band broke up, I said, ooh, I'm going to steal Steve Lemos as my drummer and start playing with him. And then I think the idea to have Mike join was because the previous band, if anyone's heard of it, The One Up Downstairs, the guitar player in that band was ridiculously good. And Mike and I thought the two of us together would be as good as him alone. So that was the plan.
Steve would go practice with Steve Lemos. He'd come home and he had a cassette, you know, he's like, oh, this is what we're working on. And it was this song. I was like, oh, that's a cool riff.
Mike and I discovered alternate tunings, and it all took off from there. You mess around, tune this up, or I'm trying to hit a note that, oh, this will be much easier to hit if this string is half a step lower or half a step higher, and you play until it sounds good. This song happens to be a big E major 7 chord, which I don't think I knew at the time. It just sounded cool. It's E, B, D sharp, G sharp, B, E. That's what I'm in. Mike is in a slightly different tuning.
So stupid. It's so stupid.
The challenge of it is you're stuck in that key, which, you know, you can't write 10 songs in that key because they'll sound ridiculous. But it sounds really cool for one song.
My name is Steve Lemos, and I'm the drummer in American Football. I was teaching myself drums at that point. My father had a drum kit when I was a kid, and he had these 60s era books, kind of teach yourself different beats. And Bossa Nova was one of the beats that I was trying to teach myself. And for whatever reason, it sort of fit with the riff that Holmes was playing, or at least the main part of it.
That was the name of the song until we went to the studio and actually recorded it. We called it the Bossa Nova because that was the drum beat.
I think Steve's drums in particular make these songs jazzy and unique. And I always said, if I was the drummer of this band, nobody would care because it would sound like every other band that exists.
That riff and a lot of the American Football stuff is me kind of stealing from the Sea and Cake. That was a big band for us at the time. That was my version of jacking the ball off the first Sea and Cake record. Doesn't really sound exactly the same, but sort of the feel we were going for. I do think that the idea not to rock out was intentional. I think going into this band, we knew what we wanted to sound like, and we'd been in loud bands, and we were kind of done with that.
We were so young and naive. This was the first song in this band and sort of ever I recorded vocals. Like, I was a singer in a band. By default, by the way, I don't think I joined to be a singer or anything. But now I'd be like, well, let's drop that song like six steps so I can hit some notes. But at the time, like, well, the song's there. I got to hit those notes. You're never going to just play my vocal part, are you?
Eventually.
No, you're not. I should have made you sign a thing.
Days,
fuck you,
weeks,
man.
Days,
I thought it was going to be a
years.
Guitar. It was just like high school journal shit. All of it. You know what I mean? Like, even going to record all these songs, it was just sort of like, oh, I'll be a singer, and I guess it needs lyrics. And so.
The memories of spending 17 with you.
And at the time, what was I, like 18? I was like, oh, I remember spending 17 with you last year.
Mike has a natural ability to write around other parts much, much better than I do, I think. The parts I would come in with would be, you know, a lot of times a high noodly part, and then he would add the low end to it.
A lot of the shit he played is like stupid. Like, if you heard it, you're like, that's not a thing.
It's true.
I heard it and I kind of heard where it can go, and there was no structure. So I was like, okay, I'll put a structure on it. I don't know. It made sense to me.
So there's the two parts, right? What would be a verse? And then a chorus, I guess, and then a verse and a chorus. The second verse, Mike does not sing. And I don't know why. I don't know that it was a cognizant decision, but in that second verse, it's just instrumental. And he changes his riff to this polyrhythmic thing going on.
The second time we go through the main bum 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 bum, Mike starts doing this patterny thing over it that's in a different time, but like accents things and moves things back and forth. Every time I hear that to this day, I'm like, man, that's such a great part.
Towards the end of the song, Mike plays a guitar solo. He recorded it using something called an Ebow, which is a little handheld battery-powered device.
It vibrates the string, so it rings, and it's like a drone, and you can just move the note. As you move the note, like, it bends between them and stuff. There's a cool harmony that comes in the second time.
One of the things that makes this band interesting is the fact that we were kind of learning our instruments still, at least for myself, and Mike was being a frontman for the first time. And Lemos, as he mentioned, had been playing drums for maybe 2 years before this band started. I think we were just doing the best we could with our limited resources and talent. And I think part of the stuff that sounds unique is because we didn't know any better. It just came naturally to us because we were novices in some respects.
And now, here's The One with the Tambourine by American Football in its entirety.
Thank you.
Visit songexploder.net for more on American football and this episode. Next time on Song Exploder, Joey Badass. And we probably should relate it to, but I can see what I can't relate to. Hey, Jesus, will I ever get to see you through my Jesus, 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 Jesus. You can find all the past and future episodes of Song Exploder at songexploder.net or on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you download podcasts. Find the show on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Song Exploder. Song Exploder is a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary, story-driven shows. Learn more at radiotopia.fm. My name is Hrishikesh Hirway. Thanks for listening. Everything cool like in a state of mind, at the state of mind, correct, cool, calm, collect, deflect, the corrupt, with intellect, I talk too much, the jig is up, he is risen up. Radiotopia. From PRX. If you're looking for another podcast to listen to, check out Normal Gossip from Radiotopia. They're coming back for their sixth season. If you don't already know the show, they were named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, and their new season starts April 17th. Normal Gossip is really fun. It's a show about petty and ridiculous and strange stories and the way that we share those stories. The stories that they tell in the podcast are sent in by listeners, and then they're anonymized and then retold to a guest, and then they have to weigh in on the decisions that the people in the story are making. It's very funny and very beloved. So if you aren't already listening, check out the new season, which starts April 17th. You can listen to Normal Gossip wherever you get your podcasts.